What did she call that?
Chinchat, yeah. Well, she called it. She didn't know what it was. And I told her it was the cinch of the belly band.
Did you generally ride a saddle with one of these or with two of these in this country?
The cinches?
Uh-huh.
One or two, whichever one you wanted.
Uh-huh.
You can have one or two, just however you wanted them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you put on a horse's head if you were going to break the horse? Break him to lead, for example.
A halter.
Was it common here, or did you have any use for that thing that you fit over the horse's head, put oats in the bottom of it if you're going?
That's a feeding bag.
Uh-huh.
No, we never did use that. We all had wooden boxes feeding in.
Uh-huh.
You know, you good. You used to store it all to get wooden boxes instead of these paper boxes.
Yeah.
And we always use them for our chairs and feeding boxes and mm-hmm. hen nests. And hens usually just went here and there and laid them where they pleased and hunt the eggs up. There wasn't no mark for them to sell no eggs.
Yeah.
First egg was sold, my father taking them astrand. There were about three tubs full of eggs and cotton seed and so they went a break. Sold them for 5 cents a day.
My goodness. And that was pretty good money, too,
oh,
I guess.
It was big money. He got a sack of sugar, and, oh, I don't know, he bought a whole lot of stuff. Up there with eggs.
Well, what would you call a pair of these things that you'd use for sawing a board?
Saw horses.
How about one like this that you'd use for sawing a log?
That's wooden. Wood buck, saw buck.
Uh-huh. When you first started shaving, what did you use?
Straight edge razor.
And
old Waden butcher.
Hmm.
Hammer knife.
How did you sharpen it?
Oh, on my shoes or just most anything I could get a hold of to sharpen it with. We had the tan yard. My father tanned and got a soft piece of cowhide. That real soft, and we use that for the razor strap.
Uh-huh. What did you use to put your lather on?
Teacup.
That put some soap in a teacup and then stir it up?
Homemade soap.
Make it out of lye and grease, huh?
Yep.
What would you call one of these boards that children might make? Take a long board and put it over a stump or over a log or something?
Teeter-totter.
Yeah. Then bounce up and down.
Teeter-totter.
Well, what would you call one of these things, a board with a hole in the middle that they put on a stump? Have a pin sticking up in the stump, put the board on so it would go around?
Oh, that, I never did see any of that, but I don't know what they call it. You know, got the merry-go-round, wasn't it? Yeah, merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, merry-go-round is what they call them.
Did you have anything around here that you could use in the winter to slide on the snow?
Shoes. Screwed on the shoes. Way later years, well, of course, they got sleds in.
Uh-huh.
So around these kids here, they've got a sled out here. They're sliding off down and over the ponds and around.
Did you have any special word for holding the sled up against your chest and running it down the hill and then heading?
I never owned a sled in my life.
Huh.
Never had, a pair of ice skates on. I worked about a half a day trying to get ice skates on that would roll right, and I never could get on my feet till my skates would come off.